It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Good morning, Philip.
Haven't seen you all morning. Where you been?
I've been out there talking to Jamie and Amanda Walsh.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they brought us all kind of treats.
Just what we need.
Yeah, just exactly what we need. From Christie's. Oh, my goodness. There's cookies. There's coffee.
Mm-hmm. Did you sample it? Did you?
Not yet. I didn't have time.
Oh, okay.
But Joanne was licking the frosting off of them. I don't know what that's about. Right. But
Well,
she's probably cutting them in quarters.
It is what it is.
But anyway, thanks to Jamie and Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Super good people. Very unexpected out there. So. Very nice to see those people.
Very nice. Yeah.
Very, very. I didn't know Jamie was so nice to me.
Well, tis the season.
Well,
hey, how
I
was the commute this morning?
The commute wasn't good. The commute was worse last night. You know, I was in Benton.
Right. They still had the game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I got there around 6:15. 6:22, the JV officials come in and say, hey, we're halftime.
Oh.
And they were. Yeah. So 8:22 or 8:23 our game got tipped off. Yeah, they went into two overtimes.
Oh man.
It's just like you know what? Yeah, it was a late night for Hank.
Yeah, you know. And again, I would be in the minority, but I've always said, okay, JV should wind up in a tie. Let's move on.
Well, they do with football and baseball.
Sure.
Yes, unless it's a tournament.
Right. Yep.
But anyway, is what it is, so I, you know, worked with the big Randy Manning. You know, he's from Spring Green. His back hurts this morning, I'm sure, for carrying
probably
my weight.
Were you eating snacks while you were refereeing last night?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, they were chanting sugar cookies.
Were they?
I'm going, where are my sugar cookies?
Yeah, where were they?
Yeah, I never saw them.
Huh.
So
was it snowy?
It was kind of sleety.
Kind of surprised that they had a game.
Well, they didn't get as much snow as we had.
Right, I heard that.
But the roads were absolutely horrendous. So, hey, the other day I was walking across the street in downtown, and I was sitting there waiting for this truck to come through, and he's sitting there flashing his lights, honking, waving on through.
Uh-huh.
So I start to go on, and then all of a sudden,
hit the horn?
Yeah, it's our buddy, good Brian Alvin.
Oh, okay.
Downtown Richland Center.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
I thought I was going to get hit. He's not very nice to me.
Well... Maybe
I would like to report him.
Well, maybe we should
to Santa's naughty list.
We could settle the feud. We could set up a ping pong table. You could play ping pong.
No, he'd kill me.
Really?
Yeah, I got an ingrown toenail, so he'd kill
me. Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd take the sharp edge off your ping pong?
You would take the sharp edge. No, it's a sharp edge on my toe.
Oh, man.
So, anyway. Good.
Thanks for sharing that information.
Do you want to see it?
No, I don't. No, I really don't.
Well, I got a dumb criminal today.
Do you?
I do. A thief in Canada broke into a car on Christmas Eve and stole a GPS device. Imagine that.
Hmm.
Yeah, he used the GPS to navigate his way home, but didn't realize the owner had activated a tracking feature. The police showed up at his front door with the owner's device and wished him a Merry Arrestmas.
Merry!
Well, duh! Yeah, they don't get much smarter than that.
No, they don't.
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard those before where somebody will steal a car or whatever and then answer the phone.
Yes.
Somebody calls.
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Where you at? So, anyway.
What do you do?
Yeah, a man in California decided to rob a business by dressing as Santa Claus and sliding down the chimney, Philip. Unfortunately, the chimney wasn't as wide as he thought. He got stuck and was found the next morning yelling for help. Firefighters had to dismantle part of the chimney and free him, and he was promptly arrested. Just like... What is wrong with people?
Only Santa can fit with his magic.
Yeah, just touch his nose and done.
Right.
Or is it twinkle his nose, twitch his nose? I can't remember what it was.
Finger to the side of his nose. Yeah. up the chimney.
You know, I can do this.
He goes.
I just like explode at the waist.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So anything you have going on?
Not much, Hank. You know, just getting motivated maybe to get a few things bought for shopping.
I'm still waiting on my spam.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
Haven't had a chance to be out and do that, but maybe this weekend.
I mean, you've bought toilet paper. I mean,
I did.
It seems to me that you could buy it. That's spam along with it.
That's not enough for Christmas?
Well, thanks, Phil.
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Oh,
you don't have yours on.
Well, I wear it every day. If I just got to take, you know,
right.
If I take my shirt off, I look like I have a big old hairy sweater every day, you know. Just imagine that in some Speedos.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, boy. The ugly sweater, I would think that would take the cake.
I mean, hey, Hank, are you wearing your sweater? Sure am.
Sure am.
Yep, sure am. You know what? I can't wait for Saturday night. I'm wearing the ugly sweater.
Are you?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So,
solid gold dancer Christmas party that night.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm going to wear my patent leather shoes, my Speedo.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I need to get me some white shoes. I like the
white shoes.
Yeah,
yes.
The white shoes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, white suede shoes.
White suede shoes, yes. Right. Like Christmas Vacation.
Yes, and, oh my goodness.
Cousin Eddie. He's got the white shoes. He's got the yellow sweater. He's got a blue dickie underneath the V-neck so you can see the square of it underneath.
It wasn't that a planned out great movie how they were like that? It was just like, there's my brother.
That V-neck sweater with the dickie, though, that was what I got for Christmas a couple of times. You know?
What? The V-neck or the dickie?
Both. I want a Hot Wheels and this and that, and then I get that. Come on, you know?
Got to dress up for church.
Exactly.
I'm wearing that one time.
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway.
Good memories, that's for sure.
Yeah, without question. Are you doing anything tonight?
We're at Riverdale.
Oh, you are?
For
okay.
Basketball.
Good for
game.
You. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the Richland Invitational Wrestling Tournament tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll get Bill in. He's out of retirement.
Again.
And he and David Wermond will be in for the tournament coverage tomorrow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Don't they do a nice job?
They do an excellent job.
We got plenty of
lucky
red solo cups and cheese balls. And
we're known. That's known as the Big Bill. You fill up your red solo cup with cheese balls, and then you're ready to go.
I'll take a Big Bill, please.
Work on your wrestling story.
And when you know Bill's been here, because of the cheese marks on his paper you have to read it in the morning.
Yeah, that's right.
So
he leaves
Bill's
a
been
trail.
Here. Yeah, he loves.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday he was here, and of course it was snowing, but he left a trail of cheese balls.
Yeah,
so in case he got lost in the snow, we find him.
Yeah, he shouldn't be out. On these dumb criminals things, he wouldn't be good at doing something bad because they'd find him with the cheese balls.
Probably would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just take the wand over his hand, you know.
Like, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Infrared or whatever it is, black light or whatever it is.
Right.
I don't know. You can see.
My son called yesterday and says, "Hey, Dad, we'd like to have a New Year's Eve party."
Oh.
And I said, "That's awesome." He goes, "Do you mind kicking in some money?" And I go, "You're a little old for that?" He goes, "No, it's a theme party." I said, "Well, how much money are you talking about?" He goes, "You know what? The total will be about $2,000. I said, "Yeah, I can put one on. The theme can be poverty."
It's like, $2,000.
Yeah,
that's a massive.
That's a massive party.
Oh, my goodness. So is he going to have it then?
No.
Oh.
Dad's broke.
What was the theme going to be?
Poverty for me.
Poverty, but for him.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was just a joke, Phil.
I'm seeing too much into it.
Yeah, I'm way too much into it. Like right now, you're seeing snow, but you know it's rain.
Ah,
yeah, that's way too much into it.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, the snotty this morning, the roads were.
Never stopped snowing either.
It didn't. It's just like kept going and going and
yesterday,
going.
Yesterday, a couple of times I was like, oh, it must be done. And we're on the tail end of it now. And all of a sudden, boom, it was out there.
I mean, just coming down fast.
Yeah.
So. But you know what? We stayed on top of it.
Right. We did. I think that the forecasters deserve some credit. They said it was coming, but in terms of amount.
That's about it.
You know, because we're above the upper end of what they were predicting.
Oh, yes. Yep. So, but you know what? We need it.
Absolutely. A little ground cover.
Tis the season.
Might kind of settle in, might melt a little bit. Maybe. But it's going to be a white Christmas, I think, Hank.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You think it's all going to be gone by then?
I think it's going to be gone.
Let's see. Near 40 for Monday, Tuesday, and Christmas Day.
It's gone.
You think so?
Yep. What about this weekend?
This weekend's going to be really cold.
Is it?
Yeah. 5 degrees for a low for tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. What about the high?
The high tomorrow's 21.
What about Sunday?
Sunday, 30.
It's going to be until Monday.
Let me keep going.
No, you're good. Thank you.
Good weekend for maybe sled riding.
Getting
the sleigh.
Yeah, I'll be over.
Will you? All right.
Slide me right down in Willow Creek.
You know, it's pretty flat there in Sextonville. So
is it?
Not too much, but I could tie you behind the Mighty Alice and pull you around the yard.
We've actually had that done before. We used to have a old scout, or my cousin did, and he'd pull us in these big old, well, back then the inner tubes were inner tubes.
Uh-huh.
Put a rope on it. Pull us in this field. I mean, you go.
Whoosh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. A good 20 mile an hour. You know, I tell you, when you hit, you hit. Whether it's cow pie or whatever, you hit. So
frozen.
Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah. No, we always tied them behind the manure spreader. That was like the highlight. Dad spread manure, and you could tie it behind the spreader, and then he'd pull you out to the field. You know, and I guess that was the highlight of any farm kid. You just hope that he remembered you were back there before he opened the gate and let her go. So,
I mean, did you stay there while it was spreading manure?
No, you unhook your sled, you let him finish, and then you hook up, and then you go back home.
I mean, if the rope was long enough, it'd be just fine to do it all.
Yeah, I know. Never trusted that. Or never trust which way the wind's blowing either when that's...
No, and never trust the wind. Yeah. So, anyway, my man, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody out there in Radio Land is good, and you know what? Be kind.